You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I'm disappointed by the government these days. Sometimes they just need a good kick in the backside.
The Wire.
Karina Walters is a PhD candidate here at the University of Auckland and is also a part of the New Zealand Ministerial Expert Advisory Committee on Drugs. Recently, Karina wrote an article on the culture surrounding opioids in New Zealand and the risks associated with them, considering that America is currently grappling with an extreme opioid epidemic. I spoke to Karina about her work, and I started by asking her, what are the risks of opioid use?
I guess the two biggest risks really are that you can develop addiction or dependence to them, and opioids in particular are very difficult to stop once you've been taking them regularly because you end up with a withdrawal syndrome, which can make you feel really sick. So it makes it actually quite challenging to withdraw off them and stop them. You certainly, if you stop them suddenly, you feel very sick if you've been taking them for any length of time. And then the other major risk with opioids, whether they're purchased illicitly or whether they're prescribed, is that an overdose can be fatal. So They interrupt the pathway in the brain that regulates your breathing, and they will stop your breathing essentially if you have too much of them.
You spoke of withdrawal. Just going back to that quickly, what are the withdrawal symptoms?
So the withdrawal symptoms, the best way to remember them or to think about them is they're a bit like a gastrointestinal flu. You get vomiting and diarrhea or nausea. You have high temperatures, you feel achy, a bit like you do with the flu, you can have a runny nose with it. And the other sort of telltale symptoms is people's pupils dilate, and also you get the goose flesh, which is where the term cold turkey comes from, when the hairs on your arms, etc., all stand up.
Is there support for people going through opioid withdrawals?
Yeah, the best way to get support is there's the alcohol and drug helpline you can contact if you want to be directed to a place in your area that an alcohol and drug service in your area that can provide you with support. You can self-present to those places, or you can talk to your GP or your local community pharmacist and explain that you think you're having some issues and you think you might need some help. If you're being prescribed them by your GP, it's obviously a bit of a challenging conversation for people because, they're a bit concerned about how the GP might react. But I think it's important for people to say to the GP, look, I feel like this is a bit, I haven't got control of my use of these, and I feel like I might be using them not necessarily to treat pain but to help me feel a bit better, or I can't stop, I'm having trouble stopping. And just start a conversation and make a plan from there, really.
Are the risks of opioids only apparent with long-term use, or is short-term use harmful?
Yes, I guess they each have their own specific set of harms. I mean, short-term use, the biggest risk is developing a dependence or an addiction, and also the risk of overdose. Once you've been taking them long-term, the risks change a bit, I guess. They can have an effect on your sex hormones, essentially, so they suppress sex hormones. So people get, for example, men get lowered testosterone, and that can lead to risks of things like osteoporosis, where it affects your ability to lay down bone or to retain bone. That's the long-term major risk. And the other risk when you're taking them long-term is you can develop a condition called hyperalgesia, which means that you actually are more susceptible to pain. You feel pain more severely, I guess, than someone who isn't taking opioids. So it actually, in the long term, if someone's taking them for chronic pain, it becomes a vicious cycle because you can become more sensitive to pain, and then you end up with higher doses, and it just sort of self-perpetuates.
Even though opioids can be useful in recovery and in surgery, should practitioners in New Zealand be more cautious about their prescription of opioids?
Yeah, and I think in New Zealand we are, as a general rule, more cautious than perhaps, say, other parts of the world. If we compare ourselves to North America, we prescribe a lot less opioids per head of population. But I think there's always room for improvement. And the most important thing, I think, is that people being prescribed them should be informed about the risk of dependence and the risk of overdose if they take too much. And so that people understand at the start, because often, you know, talking to people who have developed dependence, they'll say things like, you know, it was prescribed for me. I had no idea I could become dependent on it, and I sort of, and they feel a bit sort of let down that they've ended up in this position, and now they're finding it really hard to stop them.
Right, so the message to GPs is make them aware that there is a risk of dependency.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously only prescribe them for short-term use. You know, in the long term, they're not a good option for chronic pain.
On that note, what opioids should people be aware of? What are the most common in New Zealand and what are the most commonly misused?
It depends. Our opioid market in New Zealand is a bit unusual because we don't have any... much in the way of heroin. So our illicit opioid market also is mostly people purchasing prescribed opioids that have made their way onto the illicit market. So people, I think when someone's opioid dependent, they will use whichever opioid they can access if they need opioids. But I think people generally, as a rule, morphine is the most preferred, or drugs like pethidine. And then those are the more potent opioids, oxycodone, and then the less potent ones are ones like codeine and tramadol. And those are the ones that GPs might prescribe, thinking that they're less risk because they're lower potency, but people still can develop dependence on those drugs.
Do you have any advice for listeners that need to use opioids therapeutically on how to use them safely?
Yeah, I would say don't be afraid of using them. If you're in pain, you need to take them. Then you should take them, but just be aware that if you're taking them for more than a few weeks, you're going to likely need to start to need bigger doses to get the same effect, and they'll become less and less effective. And also, you run the risk of them. You can't, if you try to stop taking them, it will be you'll have to taper down slowly. You can't just stop suddenly. And the other advice would be not to take more than prescribed, because you do run the risk, if you're taking much bigger doses than you've been prescribed, you do run the risk of accidentally overdosing. And the other thing would be to don't share them with other people, because while you may have been on opioids for quite a while and you've developed a tolerance to them, someone who's never had opioids before may not be able to tolerate the dose you're on if you're someone who's taking them chronically. And you know that could be enough to overdose them. So never share opioids would be the other message I'd want people to understand. You know, we shouldn't be fearful of opioids as a group of medications. They're very useful when they're used appropriately, but we just need to be aware of there are some risks associated with taking them. And I think, you know, forewarned is forearmed, and a better informed community makes for less harm in the long run.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.